Kolam nangis isi.
In a democracy.
Are we live? Oh man,
welcome to the show. It's the Shady Podcast coming at you on a Wednesday. You know the story right here on the Real Network. Thanks for tuning in. If you're tuning in live, feel free to comment. Otherwise, you know, this thing is available forever and ever. That's how the internet works. I'd like to make an excuse for my good friend PH. I'll tell you why in a bit. But first, let me introduce the usual voice behind the scenes, otherwise known as Woman in Tech Baba.
Hello, everybody. Hey, what's up, boys?
How's it?
Yeah, people now get
welcome
to see my
to the
face.
Front of the scenes.
I'm nervous.
So, in keeping with the theme that we've been running all month, it is, of course, Women's Month. This is the last week of Women's Month, so this is it. After this, don't fucking irritate us. We decided to close with the woman behind the scenes who makes the things happen here on the Shady Podcast. She puts together all the material and the shit that we talk about. Sometimes we deviate, but without her, we would just be talking gag and the whole show would be a WhatsApp group of men and get cancelled.
Yeah.
So this, ladies and gentlemen, is Woman in Tech, Simpiwe Mtetwa. She's our show producer and she is Woman in Tech that we refer to behind the scenes. However, yes. Since we replaced PH with you,
yes,
we also replaced you with
Man in Tech.
Man in Tech. It's a Man in Tech. What up, Man in Tech?
Boom, 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 boom.
Hello. How's it, guys? This is me. Justice from Marvin.
Oh, why are you like so sexy?
Turn me on, guys. Turn me on in the back.
Oh my God, Man in Tech.
Flex, Flex. Andy, turn me on, please.
Sorry.
Is it on?
Your mic is on, sir.
Okay,
guys,
stop
can I tell you a story? Like, so Sims found out she's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Then she's like, I need to do my makeup. 25 minutes, but we only had 5 minutes to go.
But this was actually at 5 to 3.
This was at 5 to 3. She's like, hey, I need to do my makeup. But we know it takes a couple of hours to do.
Yeah. No, wait. We have experience. It was at about 4 to 3. Right.
So we're now
discussing. We're like, obviously, there's a lot of technical stuff that goes into this fantasticness. So now we're discussing. We're like, nah, but like Simpiwe is here, Woman in Tech. Let's operate. As I said, I'll tell you where PH is in a bit. So we're like, okay, Woman in Tech. Let's operate. We're looking around. We're like, what's happening on the show? She's gone.
I need to make sure I look good, guys. Like, I promise you.
Where is she?
And before she came back in this lovely outfit. She left.
I was in scrubs, you know, just chilling.
She left. She had a blanket wrapped on her because she was leaving straight after the show to Lesotho. And now it's like, oh.
This is why we now have Man in Tech.
Man in Tech in the we just shift shit around here. But shout out to my boy PH. You know the story. It's Shady Podcast with the PH for a reason. In case you're wondering where PH is, we got Paula coming up on the 8th of September.
Yes.
So be there. It's happening at the station in Newtown. It's Paula, the all white edition. It's 2 days after PH's birthday, so it's going to be massive. As I said, at the station in Newtown, Kabza De Small is there. Durban Coco is there. Lala Tsukzin is there. Kelvin Momo is there. Old School Set from DJ Fresh. Shakes and Leza, the Venom, Ezra. I know the lineup is too much. Also for all the my 2000s, Usman Mane is there. I just need a check. How am I? So yeah, get your tickets at Web Tickets and see you on the 8th of September at Paula Party at the station in Newtown. Now on
to
the business of the day. Women in Tech.
Talk
where
to
are
me
we
now.
At?
Okay, you ready to get into it?
I am ready to get into it. However, let me just make this very important call.
Oh, are you?
PH is not here. Someone had to replace him. Party. I'm recording the podcast, my man. I can't talk to you now. Yeah. Are you winning? Okay. My brother,
he's
tell
really
them I won't accept anything under $1 million. Okay. It's $1 million or nothing. Okay. Thank you. Sharp. You know what I mean? PH is calling me.
Oh, wow.
Where am I to bail?
Put him on speaker.
Yeah, answer the phone. I'm watching this.
Oh, of course you are. What's up?
Why have you replaced you? What's going on?
I'm not replacing you, but I know that you are busy because I saw you earlier, so I know exactly what you're busy with. And obviously, I just want the people to know that we are multifaceted. We are multi-talented.
Please ask Marvin why he is the way he is.
Marv, why are you the way you are?
PH, can you hear me, bro?
Yes.
Is everything all right with your hearing?
He said, is everything all right? Can you hear? Auntie, is everything all right with your hearing?
I don't know. We'll see, man. But I'm out for the count.
All right. No, be out for the count, my friend. We are okay here, okay? You carry on. Make sure Paula is done and dusted so we're ready for the 8th.
Love you guys.
Easy, my nigga. Sharp, sharp. That's PH. The $1 million call wasn't with PH, though. It was with the $1 million guy. But anyway, let's get into it. Women in tech, where are we at?
Let's get into it. We have a new mayor, I guess, newish.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mayor Ndada.
Yeah, Nyambon. Yeah. What's his name? Utada.
Yeah, Dada. That's his name, right? Yeah. He has come out with gun-blazing comments that have left everybody shook.
Yes.
To the core.
True.
The first comment, which he has now withdrawn, is to hire foreign nationals as metro cops.
Dumbest shit I've ever heard.
He thought it was a smart idea.
I know. The previous dumbest shit I'd ever heard from another mayor was when that other knob came in and said, oh, let's rename Senton Drive to Free Palestine Drive. I was like, my man, do you know how many people there are in line for streets to be named after them? Whoa. Slow down. That's like saying, let's rename Nelson Mandela Square. What's it, Gaddafi Square? Like, where do you... Anyway.
Yeah, so he's retracted that statement saying, I'm sorry.
Thankfully.
But he's also on another, I don't know. He wants to, you know, last year, there was that gas explosion, EPRI.
Yeah, Nyaibon.
The road is still not fixed.
No, it's not. In fact, all the shops that are on that road, I was with someone who owned a shop there. Dude is like, my shop has basically been closed since the explosion. I've lost everything.
And fun fact, they've spent about 196 million rand.
On what?
Nothing.
On assessments of what to do.
Like, the road is not fixed.
No, the road... Guys, and also, this, it's like they're near Pri. So I've seen it personally with my own two eyes. It's fucked, okay? It's still fucked. The fact that they've spent 196 million to now, to not even... Imagine. You know, like, look, I can't build roads. You know what I'm saying? Women in tech. But surely by now you've moved out the rubble and you've seen what's going on underneath. Like, let's call it the foundational repair.
This is how it looks. A year later. A year, like, 365 days later, Bazalwane. This is how this road looks like. And we've spent how much?
We've spent 196 bar on there. Well, who got the 196 million? Because, you know, when you answer that question, you start to understand why the road looks the way that it looks.
It's also very tricky because now there's people fighting for the new contract because obviously there's a new mayor and he wants it to go to one person.
Of course.
So the now there's thickens. Fights going on. Mm. But also, on top of that, he's like, you know what? Let's just turn Bree Street into a park.
Let's not. How about that?
Like, I like how this guy thinks. He's just like...
I'm starting to think that if... You know, this is the thing. Sometimes, and I feel this about a lot of officials in government, is when you listen to somebody speak, you kind of... You get that feeling where... To put it in practical terms, when Barack Obama speaks, even if he's lying in a way that is like, it's motivating. It's inspiring. You're like, man, fuck, I want to vote for this guy. I want to do what this guy is telling me to do. And if Kamala Harris is saying the same thing, you're just like, I don't believe. When the mayor comes out and makes a statement like, let's hire foreigners so that they can translate on behalf of criminals.
It doesn't make it the sense.
Right? It's sort of like, okay, brother, that's one X against you. And then you come and you say some shit like, we spent 196 million. Let's just turn this shit into a park.
Like,
no! That's a shit idea. Who do you run this stuff by? Who is your advisory board? Do you have any faith in this guy? Because honestly speaking...
Like, we've had so many mayors. I don't understand why the position of Joburg mayor is so contested. Like, we've had so many in a very short period of time.
Look, I get why it's contested. What I don't understand is...
OMG!
What the fuck? Sawbona! What are you doing here?
What happened to you?
Ah, my man, don't come here and ask us questions.
Why are you like this?
Does he need a chair?
Man in tech,
give me a chair or something.
One's eye.
And a mic.
One's fucking...
Yes. I was saying, right?
Yes.
I was saying the other parties, for me...
Can I be in the middle? Sabonga. I want to be in the middle.
This is Gideon Tlachwayo. He's the behind the... This is Gideon Clutchwa. Gideon.
Oh, this is Flex, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Gideon. It's meet the team today.
You stay right there.
Okay, yeah.
You Justice can't be on camera. Quasimodo.
No.
Stay in the tower. What must he do? Oh, okay. Sorry, yes. I was saying. For me, I get the feeling that they don't take the role. It's, for me, the mayor of Joburg being the hub of the economy in South Africa, Gauteng. Yes. This is like, as much as it's not the legislative capital or the capital of the country, it's not Cape Town. Mm-hmm. Joburg is an important city. It's the economy. It's the engine of South Africa. Why is it that they don't treat the appointment of mayors with the seriousness that I believe it deserves? We had Kabelo Kwamanda before this, who did fuck all, except gave a speech at the point at which they told him, Chief, we don't want you anymore, we're kicking you out. He gave some speech on some, we didn't do this for you, Tina, we do it for those who came before us. You're the worst ambassador for those people, sir, please vacate the position. Before him, we had Mr. Let's Rename Streets After Palestine. Before him, and then remember we had a bad run of mayors. A couple of mayors also like passed away and... what do you call it? Untimeously.
Yes.
God rest their souls. We've just had bad luck with that position. But now, at this stage of the game, 2024, we're in the position we're in. How is it that we are still appointing people who honestly come across in their first speech as incompetent, corrupt, dumb? What is the reason?
I wish I had the answer to that. Right? Yes.
Would you have voted for him?
No. I think one of the best mayors we've had, and she did not... She wasn't given a lot of time to shine.
Yes.
Dr. Paul Palazzi.
Palazzi, yes.
Yes. She's educated. She had served. So it was a thing of like, for the first time, we're taking this position seriously.
She seemed good on paper.
On paper. Mm. But they did not allow her to shine. They did not allow her to even just try and implement certain things. Like the minute she was in, she was out.
Then
she
because had to fight she was to come a DA back. Appointed.
Yes, and then she
well,
had to fight to come back in, and then they're like, no, you need to get your ass out. So that's my issue, is that we haven't had a chance to really experience good leadership.
Yes. Do you think they do the position thing more as, because you know, we've constantly got the accusation of cadre deployment.
Yeah.
So is the mayoral position more about, we need to get our guy in there, than it is about we need to get the right guy in there?
I think it is. Yeah. Considering how Paul was treated.
Mm.
Like, you look at it in terms of, the only difference was she was from the DA party. And then everything was just stacked up against her. They took her out. They voted against her. And it's like, but why? Like, it's not that she's showing that she's incompetent to do the job. In fact, on paper, she's the most qualified to do
it. So let's give her a chance.
Let's give her a chance. And nobody was listening. Now we need to listen to this nonsense about, let's turn Bree into a park.
Bruh. And let's hire for, and you know, I don't know if you've ever been to court, friend, but I'll tell you, when you go to court, someone told me, a little bird, I'm joking. When you go to court, right, what happens is they call you forward, they'll be like, okay, this is the matter, the state versus Mpiwe Mthethwa in the matter of 1, 2, 3, 4. Mawufika khona, you get called up, you stand in the box. If you speak Zulu, there is somebody appointed to translate for you in Zulu. If you speak Xhosa, Tswana, it doesn't matter what language you speak. Also, believe it or not, when you're there, you'll see that a lot of the people that are called forward are foreign nationals. Those foreign nationals have someone there to translate on behalf of them from English to whatever language they speak. So when he made his point about, we need to put these people into the police force, into like public service in this, I was like, why? Because at the point at which the criminal is standing trial, we'll hear what he has to say. Sure. Up until that point, you need to be arrested, put in jail, and wait for your turn to appear. So his idea is redundant. Doesn't you know what I mean? Yeah. He was making it sound like, because there's no one in the police force to talk to these people, gatle, abezwa, good batin. And I'm like, it shows me that he doesn't understand the process himself. Because that was a shit idea. And that's where shit ideas come from.
Well, I saw something today that...
Welcome, PH. How is
it? How's it?
Sabona.
Sabona. Mm. Yeah. I saw something today that they were talking about Soweto residents were marching to his office because they said, since there's clearly jobs for these foreign people, you've got jobs for us.
Uh-huh.
So they were marching to his office today to demand those jobs.
Yes, to make their voices heard.
Mm,
man started on an L, dog.
Big time. Not the greatest start for that man.
No, not at all. But anyway, this is what we're stuck with. What's next on the agenda?
On to the next. Talking about employment and businesses and being an entrepreneur, right? It has come to light that there's a lot of businesses, especially in the Eastern Cape, where they have to pay some sort of protection fee. And we thought it was just an Eastern Cape issue, but like more and more businesses, especially in Joburg, are also coming out to say, hey, Nats, we have to pay this fee. And gatle, it's just you paying a mafia to look after your business.
Look, so, I completely get that. Pay the fucking fee or find out.
No.
So this thing
has been quite a big problem in the Western Cape. Yeah. And now it's gone to the Eastern Cape. So a lot of the, I guess, gangsters, I don't want to say gangsters, but a lot of the guys in that world are now taking advantage of small businesses demanding ridiculous fees.
You
know, fees that they must probably turn over in a month. They're saying, you pay us, you know.
Yeah.
Imagine, I know someone who's had, I think they are a dentist. Yeah. So they've got like, been part
Even
of a
dentists.
Practice. Yeah, bro.
They
are attacking the most random people. So the main, so anyways, this person has been in practice for over 10 years. Mm. And out of nowhere, some random guy says, yo, you need to pay us, I think it was 150 a month for protection fees. Like, what the fuck?
150K?
Like, yeah, 150K a month.
You niggas think I make?
Like, first and foremost, like, how much do you think I make for, you know, this is an umtat for me to be paying 150K a month, firstly for protection against the white, when I've been here for 10, 11 years.
Yes. Masik figa ni. All of a sudden, I need protection.
So it's been quite a big... It's really big now in the Eastern Cape, and a lot of businesses are being affected. Four of the big petrol stations. So some of the justifications by these guys were like, they first started with foreign people, so people from not from Mthatha. There was, I think, a Sasol and an engine owned by an Indian guy, and they're like, yo, you have to pay because you're not from here.
Because, oh, foreign as in you're not an Mthatha native. I thought you meant like he's hiring Zimbabweans.
No, not even that. Then it just like spread to any business. Like,
did he agree to pay maybe?
No, at first he obviously agreed to pay because he was scared. Yeah. Then these guys are like, oh, okay, this party's actually got coins. And then, so now what's happening is shops.
Because I think at the point at which you agree to pay, you kind of show your hand. Then you
find you're pressured. Bro, you're pressured. Of course. Someone's threatening
because
your life,
your family. Because they harass you.
They'll take pictures of your kids. These people study you before anything else. Okay, cool. This person's kids go here. By the time we say, Sfunimali, we know that your two-year-old goes to this creche. Your lovely wife is here. So it's like, hey, you know, my family versus money. So
you pay.
It sucks. It's horrible. It's bad.
Have you experienced that?
Like, I will shoot you in the knees.
What? No, I'm
not. Are you that gangster?
What?
No. Are you that gangster?
Not me.
Listen.
I've got friends.
Yeah, listen. We know people.
I know.
Have you heard of Marv? Have you heard of Marvin? Except Marv, tell them who you are, son.
Who am I?
Yo,
sorry.
Yo, you didn't last you for that protection. Long.
You a pussy, dog. No. What I'm asking is like, because this happens, right? And I'm not saying it's happened to you in particular, but coming from like an events perspective, what can sometimes happen is, say you've got your event, like Paula. Paula's huge all over the country. Mm-hmm. But when, at the point at which Paula was big in Joburg, you now say, you know what? I want to do Paula, Cape Town.
Sure.
But when you get to Cape Town, because you're not a Cape Town native,
you're
bringing this Joburg event to Cape Town.
Sure.
Niggas are like, oh, you are that guy. But you know what? We can look after your event.
Mm.
Don't stress. We've got you. But this is the exorbitant fee that we're charging. Now you kind of, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because you're like, look, I just want to come in, do my events and fuck off.
Sure.
Same applies for like clubs, night spots. You know what I mean? And this was well reported in that. A lot of them were being run by one major outfit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. In comes another outfit and says, you know what? We are running shit now. Mm-hmm. And if you don't pay us, kind of like double what you're paying those niggas.
Sure.
You know, your loyalties are now there for 10 years. You've got your suppliers. What do you do? Do you just cancel the event?
I've found myself in that space before. Mm. Both in club spaces and eventing.
Mm.
thank God I'm not a lame.
Thank God you're not a pussy.
No,
Marvin.
thank God I'm not Marvin. But no, I think for me, it's relationships. So in the space of entertainment and whatnot, we realize that you party with gangsters, you party with heavies, you party with all sorts of people. And I've had good relations with those people, as in like whether they've left a bill, you know, and maybe paid 2 months later.
Pay back the money.
You know, but it's been a thing of where I've been able to have healthy relationships with different kinds of people. Mm-hmm. So when finding myself in such a situation, it's easy to, hey man, there's this guy bothering me. Oh, I know that thing. Okay, cool. No, problem solved.
So it's about who you know.
I don't want to say it's who you know. I'm speaking on my behalf.
Relationships.
I'm big on relationships.
Look, something that can actually make the situation worse, and I've heard from personal experience, but sure. When you're being pressured,
sure,
you think you can make that call to say, outing for Nelu PH.
Sure.
You phone PH and you're like, yo, man, Simbiwe is worrying me, saying I must pay 1, 2, 3, 4, do something. PH phones Simbiwe. Simbiwe tells PH, my man, for sec.
Yeah.
And then calls me back and says, so now you called PH.
Yeah.
No problem.
That also happens. Yeah.
Fee just doubled. Or whatever. You understand? Yeah. Like, there's no guarantee that the heavy that you call is going to stop this heavy.
Sure.
So it puts you between a rock and a hard place, because now you're like, do I make the call? It's almost like if a loved one of yours is kidnapped and the kidnappers say, don't call the police, you're probably not going to call the police. Not because you are difficult or you think you can solve it yourself, but because you're scared. You're like, what if I call the police and these motherfuckers are tapping my phone?
Sure. And they actually work with the police sometimes.
Yeah. We saw now this week, man, they did a bust where they found literal police cars, fully fitted out police cars, which are not real police cars used in. And they're saying this would have been impossible without alleged police involvement.
100%.
So you don't know where you can turn. And a lot of these rackets that collect these mafia fees, biggest mafia in the country is the police. You're going to phone the cops and say, hey, PH is putting me under pressure to collect this money. And the cops will be like, we'll look into it.
Nothing's
going to happen. Your petrol station is burnt down.
They
burnt your petrol station. Sorry, put 100%. Claim insurance.
But that thing is killing the economy of already hurt economy.
Mm. Yes.
People are losing jobs.
Yes.
Imagine now when I've my tooth, imagine I'm the thug who is going to the dentist's demanding this money. Now I've got a toothache. Yeah. I can't even go to the same dentist.
They're probably going to harass you because they're like, you still have the skills. They're like, you still have the skills, so please do the things. Do the right things.
So it's just like, it sucks, man. It's already hard in such towns.
Yes.
Now such people are making it even more difficult for those people. Yeah.
I saw Mom Kize's comments on the matter. And you know what I like? Mom Kize, like, what I like about Mom Kize, right, is that she's not, I don't want to say scared, but she doesn't shy away from interviews.
Sure. Yes.
Sometimes if you feel like everything you say is misconstrued,
mm-hmm.
if you feel like, because that's what happens after. Generally what happens is she appears on carte blanche, she says something, there's a whole hoo-ha about it. Mm-hmm. Then she comes back like a week later and says, that's not what I meant. This is what I was trying to actually explain. And it's, I don't want to say taken out of context, but she never shies away from the type of stuff that she says. And when she did this interview, she was like, what I find is working with the construction mafia, these are people who are shut out of the economy. Mm. They want to get in. And I think working with them kind of works. Now, sometimes she has a problem articulating herself properly in English. In my opinion, I don't think she would willfully make a statement that's inflammatory.
Got you.
Sometimes we need to look a little bit deeper into what were you actually trying to say. Because there's nothing wrong with what she said. She's saying, yo, you want to work? You've got to work with them. I do it. I'm nice. You can't fault her for that. If anything, she's being too honest.
But she has the money, right? There's been a lady who's also come out to say, because of these protection fees, I think Wandy had pulled up some of the numbers that these people are paying, right? She's had to shut down her business because she can't afford it, right? So this is just like, there's a large scale, and this is on the much more lower scale. Imagine a tavern every month paying 5,000 rand.
Well, it depends how busy the tavern is.
Have you seen some taverns are quiet, my guy?
Can I comment on one day? You see that hardware one?
Okay.
And this is let's say allegedly. What do I have to say if I'm going to say something that could get us cancelled? Well, let me allegedly say. You see that hardware one? I saw a TikTok about it. There is this trend of Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Banbani, Abo, my friend. They're opening a lot of hardware businesses. They bring in cheap Chinese materials and they undercut your major hardware stores by a lot. That hard, bring it back up, sorry, Wandi. Last look. That hardware 4,000, because they say these dudes is making a killing. Spaza shops, by and large, mostly foreign owned.
Back but it's 3.5 every month.
3.5, again, it depends.
Okay, back rooms, 2.5. Where are you getting that 2.5?
So I think if that's if you're rooms. The landlord of the back rooms.
But how much? Are, okay, if, but from, okay, from, I can speak from our experience. We've rented out a room, right? And we weren't charging 10,000 rand. We were charging more or less like 4.5 for that room. So now if you're going to come
to... must be a big room, bro.
So now you're coming to us. Imagine, Uti...
3.5,
yeah. Come on. I haven't made any money. I must still pay for certain things, utilities and whatnot. What's the point?
I think that the back room one was like kind of like MZ Nwe and Sizwa vibes, where you've got 5-6 people living in your yard.
But still.
No, still. No, I'm not justifying. I'm saying... I've heard like the example you made of exorbitant figures. And as you say, if you like in, for example, Mam Kize, because she spoke on it, if you're in that bracket, the fees go up astronomically.
Yes.
Obviously, you're not paying 3.5. Mm. Whereas the smaller guy is losing, it's not a lot of money. If I'm collecting 10,000 in total from Mama Pekruma Sekai and you're taking 3.5, that's 35% of what
that's
I'm
a lot of money because also, you still need to determine, pay other things.
Yeah, how do you determine this flat fee? Sure. I could be making 10, some people could have. Back rooms like the ones on top of Joburg CBD buildings.
Sure.
The fuck? Where the income from that might be 40K. Mm-hmm. Then the 40K guy, to avoid the trouble, is going to say, it's fine, here's your 3.5.
Sure.
So when they come to PH with his 10, they're going to be like, Simpiwe paid, so are you going to pay? And then it's
and
like, but Simpiwe's making 40, bro. I'm making
issue.
10, what the fuck?
The people that do pay and are, I wouldn't say complicit, but they enable this behavior because it's like, well, if Waris paid, you can pay, Sims can pay, Marv can pay, everybody can pay.
Mm.
But.
Yeah, Marv can't pay. Marv, are you okay?
I pay anyway. Must come to an end. It's killing small businesses. It's killing families.
Yes.
It's already hard for a lot of people. So now you have to extra.
Money. You have to extra pay.
That you could have used for something else.
Anybody that comes and hustles us here on the real network, we are not paying.
We know people like, you know, PH, what else?
They were sending people from Prime Media to come put us under pressure.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
You know that, no? I'm joking, allegedly. Allegedly.
That's hectic.
Okay, so from one
shout
complaint.
Shout out Anela in the club.
From one complaint to another, I don't know if you guys. Yes. Will relate to this because Nina Nemali.
I'm
Mr. International Trips every 3 months.
Speaking
people.
Of, I'm going to Doha later.
Nikalati.
Well, they haven't paid, so maybe I won't go.
I could either be in business class or jump seat. You know what I mean? Stand by me.
Oksalayo, uyahamba lo muntu lo. He's gone.
It could be business class or in my bed, one of the two.
Oh,
I have another mic.
Look at it, but it's so okay. Small.
Oh, hey, mom. Small. Does it remind you of something else?
How many be people, quiet now, Marv. We're continuing with the agenda.
How many people did PH sleep with for this flight?
What the hell, dog? You know what happened last time? You know how he got on the yacht to the F1?
At the F1 and it's Diddy's party.
Hectic. From one extortion record to another. We will expropriate you.
Oh my God.
Okay. So another complaint that has arisen on social media that I'm also very like, yo guys, prepaid electricity.
Hey,
that is going higher and higher and higher, and Bazalan, we can't
prepaid
afford
electricity.
No.
You can't relate to this one.
Can't relate, bro.
Yeah. I can.
As it,
Makale Lokshini, man.
I'm joking. I'm just saying, bro. So, my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. there's a family of four that lives opposite me.
Yeah. Okay.
And the one time I asked this lady, because everyone in the estate has like prepaid meters. So I was like, yo, how much do you guys spend? She's like, yeah, average about 4,000 or 5,000 rand a month.
That's a lot of money.
Now, there's minimal movement. I'm not going to obviously say how many people in my house, but I spend almost the same amount.
But okay,
you alone.
You alone most of the time.
I'm not going to, people but watching me, I'm not going to say if I'm alone. Niggas,
no,
fuck that.
What we're saying, what we're saying is that it's a one-man household most of the time. So your expense should be less.
Sometimes passengers will come in and out.
Yeah, but they're there for overnight. So
it's a B&B. Not much electricity.
They don't use a lot of electricity.
It's not even a B&B. It's a B.
It's a B. It's a B.
So besides you and your garden service and the lady that cleans.
Swimming pool.
Money. Besides those four people.
I almost spend about the same. And the thing
that's
is.
That's a lot.
It's crazy.
That's a lot.
I feel like it's scammy though.
Yes.
Because now, if I take your estate.
Okay.
I'm now saying all these units in this estate should be averaging at 4,000. Sure. Let's say 4,000 as a minimum.
But now, my previous crib, I've got tenants there now. Now, there we worked on an average. Mm. Yeah? It's Eskom. It's not prepaid. So you work on an average of, okay, consumption is about this much.
Yeah, so consumption for the whole place is 100K.
And they're divided by the amount of thingies. Now here, it's prepaid. And I remember the one time, if I loaded with $1,000, I got, I don't know, like 250 units. I'm just making an example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then the next time I loaded $1,000, it was under 100. I was like, how is this possible?
Mm.
And this time, because this time I was actually happy when I moved into this place. I was like, no, man. The last time I was spending, even if I wasn't around, even though I was traveling, I would spend an average. So even if my lights are off,
gone for 2 weeks out of the month.
2 weeks. Yeah. Now,
There's like this hard average.
It keeps going up, bro. Right?
But what was the nature? Because I saw the chat about it where people were like, they had to pay some sort of fee.
$200.
$200.
For what? $200.
To unlock the meter or is a co-payment?
It's an access fee.
Yeah.
So that 200 rand, it's a new thing that Joburg does. It's a 200 rand access fee at the beginning of every month. Doesn't matter what you do, you've got to pay the 200 rand and it comes off your recharge. So if you're recharging for $500, you get 300 rand electricity.
On your first
every
recharge.
Time you recharge.
Just the first recharge.
So on the 1st of September,
first recharge you do in a month. So it can be the 3rd of September, 4th of September. Yeah. But to your point, PH, electricity, prepaid electricity works on a sliding scale, right? So it's generally the best time to buy is the 1st of the month. You'll get the most electricity. And then your next recharge is going to be less, even if it's the same amount.
Why?
The recharge after that will be less. It's a usage thing. I don't understand the science behind it.
But the actual units itself have gone up, right? So when you look at how much you're paying in tariffs.
Your cost per unit.
Has gone up. And that's also part of the issue. To say, and people have calculated that if you buy 1,000 rand electricity now, you'll get less than 200 units.
Yeah.
And that's peanuts. Mm. So that's how you get a family of four or a single person spending 4 point something on electricity. That's ridiculous.
That would mean that, if we take 1,000 rand for 200 units, it means that it's about, 5 rand per kilowatt hour.
But it's the last time, and this is, and they're saying it's still going to go
rand,
up.
Yeah, it was like 2.35. The last time I had pre-rated. I think it was 2.35 or 2.75.
But it also depends on your area. Depends on the area you live in, right? So guys in Midrand are being charged differently to guys in Branston, to guys in...
Can I say Sandton? This? So I stay with my gran. So obviously our charge is much more less than the rest of the suburb because she's a pensioner.
Oh, dope.
Right? Are they able to...
Yeah, no, you apply for that.
I'm going to apply
because it's her
for
house.
That.
It's her house.
I like all the women, so.
No, the chick is...
I'm going to get a 65-year-old in my house.
Make sure everything's in her name, right?
Pension these nuts.
Now, poor hair. So,
you can get free wimpy coffee on Wednesday.
So it's her house, right? Yes. So you go to the municipality, you show that actually... The person that stays here, so she can't afford to pay exorbitant fees. Mm. So we already get a discount on anything in terms of the house, right? But still, we're noticing that it's a lot of money that we're spending
For less units.
Sure. For way less units.
Yeah, prepaid is a scam, guys.
You guys,
a random fact I heard the other day in one of Donald Trump's speeches is he was saying that the price of electricity has doubled. And he said from 33 cents per kilowatt hour, he was like to whatever, 68. Jesus. Now, that's US cents. So that's on average, it's like 12 rand.
Yes.
A kilowatt hour if it's 67. So I'm just thinking of it in terms of if ours is 5 rand, it might still be cheaper than theirs. But for 1,000 rand to get 200 units,
that's crazy.
200 units and it'll last you like a week and a half. And how do you? A lot of the things we use electricity for, and this is what's not factored into that. What is that cost called? That 200.
The access fee,
bro. A lot of things are impossible to do in your living situation without electricity.
100%.
So it's not one of those things where it's like, you know, I've run out of money for milk for the month. You can go without milk. Like, you can have black tea, black coffee, whatever. Sure. But if it's electricity, you can't say, I'm just not going to cook for the next 2 weeks. Fuck it. You'll starve. What are you going to chow?
Things are going to go off.
Thank you. Fridge is not on.
Sure. You're probably like going to get robbed. Yeah.
Sure.
Because people can see that there's nobody home.
I think in conclusion, the electricity prepaid meters are also a collection mafia like these motherfuckers.
Yeah, by fun. Just in suits.
Yeah. This one is just by government and I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
Biggest protection
can it please change? Can we do something about it? But on to other news.
Talk to your brother, Dadu. What's his name?
Dada. I don't want to talk to that idiot.
Kabelo Kwamanda.
He's probably going to be like, it's a great idea to increase.
Whatever. He represents Zimbabwe. What else have we got?
Okay, so on to like a different vibe altogether. Altogether because we've been complaining.
You're on your Mbogoto, sorry, just noticed now.
Thank you. Like, like I try to look nice for the show.
Mom, are you on your Mbogoto?
Of course not.
It took 40 minutes to get this right. And
shit.
I don't know if you guys have seen, but J-Lo is getting another divorce.
For the 100th
time. Yes, we saw. Not surprising, though, because...
No, guys. It got me thinking, like...
Me too. About would you chow J-Lo?
Yeah.
Of course.
Were you thinking the same thing?
No. She's not my type.
I'll dollar it. But she's clearly proven she's there for the creational fuckery.
But she's also the problem.
Yeah, you see, that's what I was thinking about. Hori, maybe marriage is not for some people. And the reality is, I think she might be the problem in all her common divorces.
I think society's fucked up the concept of marriage.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, carry on.
No, it's just, it speaks to people's standards, what they expect from marriage, how, I guess, our parents
were... Ukubekezela.
No, it's not even about ukubekezela. I think there's challenges in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's easy to look at the door and leave that front door when times are tough versus...
Nah, well, what the fuck are you guys talking about? The real person we should ask is, Marvin, how do you make it work?
In fact, we still lost his wife.
At what point in your marriage did you turn gay?
When I met you.
At what point did you stop getting it up?
When I met PH.
No.
It's all him, the fucker.
How do you make it work, Mo?
Guys, I don't even know if I'm making it work. Yeah? I don't know.
But you're still married. That's the standard.
I mean, hey, it's easy to be married. I think it's difficult, guys.
Of course, it's not going to be easy, man. I don't think that thing will never be just roses, you know? But like any other relationship, you have to make it work. It requires two people to make it work.
Mm.
And a lot of people these days,
okay,
it's one-sided, that thing.
But don't you believe, and this is my thing, right? And Marv, this isn't a personal jab at you, because you're making it work, my nigga. I'm actually very proud of you.
Shout
it's really
Marv,
stood the test
Marv,
of time. Well done, Marv.
Yes, sir.
Is in a J-Lo, so J-Lo is a good example of this, and so is Ben Affleck. Because yes, she might be the problem, but that was fucked. He's had substance abuse problems in the past. He's not like some upstanding, good dad, perfect guy.
Okay.
Okay. And now let's say he's damaged.
Okay.
They had a marriage before.
Yes.
Which didn't last for whatever reason. In between their last marriage and this marriage, she's had about 3 other marriages, which contributes to damage. Now she's almost 60 and damaged. And he's also a Bali and damaged.
Uh-huh.
And now they come together and say, fuck it, we're both damaged and we fucked. Let's be damaged. And my thing is, do you feel like a person reaches a point of, perhaps you get to a point where too much stuff has happened to you.
Sure.
For you to actually come and saddle the next person, ngeyinkinga zakho, because of this, it's almost like there's this pressure to be married. Like, J-Lo could have just... She doesn't have to be taking married. She can afford to be single. She's already got lighties.
But I think she still likes
performs
that
all over the world. But that's my thing. Is that like now you're bringing Ben Affleck? It's almost like she took that nigga 10 steps back. The man, he needs stability. If anything, he's a recovering alcoholic. You come into his life again and fuck it up again.
Again.
Nah, Efuji, he's coming and he's like, he knows how this thing went the first time around. There's been three niggas subsequent to you, my man. What do you think you're changing?
I feel you grow and you learn and you unlearn.
No.
You know what I mean?
A lot of people don't unlearn.
And you like, I'm not the girl that you met when I was 29 and I'm now not I'm Jenny 49. From the block. Yeah, now I'm 49. I was still hustling there. Now I have more time for you. I think that's sometimes the reasoning why you go back the second time around and there's been a large period of time between the two
so
of you guys.
So she was like, don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I used to have a little. Now I have a lot of divorces.
Can I say something?
No matter where I go, I
please
know.
Do.
Can I say something? I just want to maybe give reference to where I am in life right now.
Mm.
Where before, I would never hop in from one relationship to another. But where I am now, I would never want half the things that I wanted in my previous relationships because I've taken the time to work on myself and understand who I am and what I want in a relationship.
To work on that damage.
Yeah,
so to work on the damage. Be a better version of you. Don't just saddle someone with some shit.
And what a lot of people do is they jump from one to the next, to the next, to the next, and they're carrying all that damage. So by the time you get to marrying Ben Affleck at this current age, you are a mess.
Mm.
Same applies to Ben Affleck. I'm not saying... You know, but I'm just saying a lot of people don't work on themselves or even know what they want in this marriage. They just want to be with someone. It's like, oh, okay, this is the next best pick.
Look, I beg to differ. I think he did work on himself. Like I say, the guy was struggling with issues of his own, which he seems to have worked through. He's been very vocal about. And I feel like he was at a better place as Ben Affleck personally.
So msukelo J-Lo.
Wangena kulento leka J-Lo. And from early on,
when
he would open
miserable.
And close doors for her, the man looked like he was just like, fucking take me now, I want to die. And that's when I thought, I've always wanted to chow J-Lo since in Living Color. But after looking at the condition of that man, it's a hard pass for me.
Nah, pass.
Yeah, she's still a gilf, but I mean, like, what the fuck and is wrong with this auntie? Yeah.
Sorry, just to add up to your point, that's what I've said. Sometimes, like, some you can see, like, oh, this lady's hot out, like, banger, but then you see the person who's there, her brother is like, yo, please, bro. And sometimes that's where you just switch off. You're like, you know what? I wouldn't want that problem myself.
There's an old meme that says it's got like a really pretty chick sitting and looking at her boyfriend like this and he's looking at like this woman walking past and it says next to every beautiful woman is a man completely disinterested with something he would once have killed for and that's facts, you know. Crazy. You see the thing, you're like, yo, let me dial her, but then you get that post not clarity and you Uber the fuck out of there. And PH, just tip for work on yourself.
Yes, was.
Those people that are coming to your house to consume electricity, let's listen to them. Your bill will come down tremendously, and you might actually find someone to saddle up with, my friend. Godspeed. Be like Marvin.
Be like Marvin. Be married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be married.
Time to settle down. Don't you get that pressure? Time for you to.
In no rush. I'm happy with me.
That's
right now.
It.
Are you guys allowed to get married in South Africa?
Huh?
Hmm? You guys, are you allowed to get married in South Africa?
What the fuck do you mean, you guys?
You guys. What the fuck? You think you're talking to Chidima, my man? What is wrong with you? What in the Miss Universe Nigeria
stop,
is this?
Stop, stop, stop. Have you seen South Africans are kind of turning their backs now?
A Transformers allowed to get... He fasted. One, please switch off his mic, please. Anyways, so
all right. Well, since we're on the topic of relationships and I'm a fan of the boys, I thought I should bring a dilemma.
Are you dating?
No, I'm not. Oh, okay. No, no.
Are
no.
you pregnant?
No.
Get out. Oh. Okay.
What
would in Women's Month? I came on this whole intro. Like, Women in Tech is here. It's Women's Month. We're empowering. Let's operate. Get to know the team. I'm pregnant.
Bakshang is cool.
Women in Tech.
I'm going to a lot. Yeah. Please, like, yeah? I'm not married yet. But, I do want to get your guys' thoughts, advice yes. on a interesting situation I'm in, right?
Mm. Is so, he married?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't play those games. Yeah, I want to go to Nkogitu, please. Please, please, please. But a couple of months ago, there's a guy that I know, right? Right? He sent me a message, basically like, these are my confessions.
Mm. Let me translate. There's a guy that I know. I slept with him.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
No, I just, like, the like we're not close. We don't talk that often.
Yeah.
Just let me tell you something about Women in Tech. She's a friend zoner. From the conversations that I've had with her, Women in Tech friend zone all the bros.
Friend zone, man.
Yo, Ashala was allowing.
Shang in the friend zone.
Am I lying? Am I lying? Mm. She has so more friend. She has more friend zone bodies than a cemetery in Joburg. Women in Tech, yo. Yeah. If you are a bro watching this and you are. Dog, there's no chance.
And you're thinking of injuring.
Bro, she's showing me the conversation. She's like, oh, I really like him as a friend. I'm like,
shame.
I guess it's one of those cases. Bro, so homeboy, right? Mm. Decided to put an Asha on some, these are my confessions.
Yes.
And went straight to the fact that he finds me sexually attractive. And he was very detailed in his confession, right?
Inappropriate.
And I was like, okay, great for you. Sharp, nah.
Did he do it in text or in a voice note?
It was text, and then like Jiggy I'd get like messages like, oh, I saw this on Twitter and I thought about you and weird.
Leave that game for us. I'm a pause. Leave that game for us.
I'm a pause.
Okay. Remove yourself from us.
Do you? But sure. I'm not entertaining this. I'm not, yeah, that's not happening. Sure. Right? Fast forward now, a couple of weeks ago, homeboy's like changed his entire attitude, I guess, where he's like, can I take you out on a date? And now he's putting some sort of effort to be like, how was your day? How you doing? How's life? This is how my life is going, you know?
Softer approach, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what is this now?
Mm. Oh, Gandhi, what do you want? Do you want the memes or you want dinner?
No, but like, why did you first approach me in that manner?
Because you read your body language or how you responded to him.
Maybe he thought that approach is going to work. Now that it hasn't worked, he needs to come with another approach. The problem is, he went too fast to go slow.
And too far.
Yeah, it's like too when you show your hand, far. You know what I'm saying?
So wait, is he being legit?
No.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not.
Can I say something? He's trying to fuck.
Yeah, but now he's just trying
he's
to
just
fuck.
He's just going another way.
Yeah.
In a better way.
Yes. Especially, I'm sure you've heard me say this before. Remember PH, I said, like, anytime a man offers you, like, dinners, if it's an evening date, he's trying to chow. Because it's honestly more convenient to meet up during the day.
Yes.
But what if she's working? Of course.
No, yes and no, PH. My thing is, when you want to show that your intentions are pure, you ask for during the day. You ask for coffee, lunch.
Sure.
Because then it means, let's meet, have our conversation, and then go our separate ways.
Okay.
When it's dinner, you're trying to push the time to assignment. So the other thing
not
is,
all
when
the
you,
time. Ah, bruh. Like,
okay.
Not
this is me. I'm a sniper. I don't know about ordinary niggas, but this is how we do it. In the sex mafia. Now, right?
Sure.
He came through with that approach where he was sending the stuff that was extremely suggestive. That's a line. You know the story, Women in Tech. Once you've crossed that line, you can't uncross that line.
Yeah.
What the fuck, bro? You've now told, you know what I mean?
He's made it impossible
to even friend zone him because now it's just weird, bro.
Hold on, guys.
Sorry,
bro. Some guys have an approach where it's just like, I'm going to speak to all the girls like this. And when you realize that, okay, Simpure is not the kind of girl that you speak to them like that, then it's like, let me change my tone. No. Guys, a lot of guys, I'm not saying all, every brood, will have a blanket approach to how they speak to women. Yo, A, trying to, you know, hit it and quit it, whatever. Unfortunately, some of your peers will be like, oh, hey, I'm also trying to hit it and quit it. Let's go, right? Mm. And 80%... will be like, okay, cool, sharp. You are the 20%.
Yes.
Now, you as the 20% have what every other person in the 80% lacks, which is morals, right?
Okay.
Right. Now, with that with that being said, you are going to say, hey, Puti, hold on. I don't respond to that kind okay. of text or communication. Respect me. I'm a woman. Take me out for lunch. Show me some effort, which now I'm assuming he's trying to do, no?
So... I didn't say the other part of this is what you're supposed to.
You didn't have to say it, but wait, the way you responded and your demeanor okay. and who you are.
Yeah, I guess. But for me, it's weird. Like, if this was you first time around, not judging, wasn't mad, I didn't feel like, oh, screw you, nigga, is this how you see me? I was like, oh, okay, cool. But no, you're not my cup of tea. I wouldn't do this.
How did you respond the first time around?
Did you say that?
Yeah.
No, you're not my cup of tea.
Well, I didn't say
this. Who the fuck is this old, bro?
What did you say?
I basically was like, oh, I'm taken aback by this, but that's interesting. I'm flattered. And yeah.
No. Did you say flattered or taken
no,
aback?
No, I'm taken aback.
As in I'm shocked.
Yes. And I didn't see this coming, considering that he's not someone I talk to every day. He's not someone that I engage with. So for him to just be like, one day, I want to tell you that this is what I think about you.
Okay.
And send stuff to back it up. It was like, oh, okay, I'm taking it back.
That's fucking weird.
Like, hold on.
This is a lot.
Don't hold on. That's weird.
Hold on. No thanks. And
it's inappropriate.
I didn't entertain it to be like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should send you something as well. No, I didn't do that.
Wait.
I didn't play the game of let's do a back and forth. No.
I've engaged someone like this on this level. It's just like, la, I'm shy.
Yes.
And then I was like, actually, no, she's not the shiring type. This one you can...
But then you already engaged with Dukshan.
So my
but it only works if I also find you sexy like that, and the banter is there. That's what I'm saying.
I think the entry point was just like there was common interest, but my approach wasn't the one.
Yes.
When I changed my approach, that's when she contributed to my electricity consumption. But
thank you. Let's go. That's when she bought some units.
Hey, she bought some units, you know what I mean? But at first, when I was very niggerish about it, it was just like, yo.
You were sitting in the dark.
Yeah, hey, my boss. Mm. Yeah. Then obviously, when you show some level of respect, you know, all of these things, then it's like, actually, you're a nice guy. Let me pay your electricity bill.
I think it's too late for the nice guy approach in this case.
The problem is there's two things here.
Okay.
One, I'm funny.
Obvious.
But two, you like the attention that you're getting from him. Don't lie to us.
I mean, attention's always nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, but now wouldn't you say that you're leading him on? Because that's also fucked up.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's a difference if someone decides to text you and ask you, how's your day? Right? And... You reply.
I don't want a house or day from you.
Wait, but you reply and say, it was good, thanks, right? And you can either then also say, how was your day? And that's it. And that's where the conversation goes. Then the moment the guy starts flirting, you're just like, nah, this is not me. I want to take a step back.
The conversation is going from how was your day to look at my winky. What the fuck? That <also is weird. laughs> There are levels. There's steps.
You know what I mean? You
here.
Take a step back and you're like, I'm not engaging in this. I'm not entertaining this. And I don't think I'm leading him on. I'm just shocked by the shift in approach.
Do you want from you?
Nothing.
So then,
let him go bark up another tree. Because what you're doing is also fucked up.
Yes.
That nigga is now investing his time, energy, effort, and data.
What?
Into someone that
he's
because he wants the end goal. He's trying to chow and you're not interested. So you should tell him, hey, bruh, I'm not interested. Which means
100%.
Even the how is your day, Chets?
Sure.
Cut. Because he's already shown his hand. He's already taken it to how was your night.
100%. Can I add something to what Warwick is saying?
Okay. Make it a me problem.
Women possess one of the biggest currencies in the world.
Sure.
Ne?
What?
Hope.
Vagina.
Well, no. Yes, it leads to that. Hold on. Women possess one of the biggest currencies in the world, which is hope. Niggas will do anything in hopes of getting vagina.
Okay.
So now you are giving this guy some sort of hope that...
Pursuit.
You know, I've got her attention somehow.
False hope.
Yeah, this one is false.
But is it really false? Do you plan on giving him vagina?
If I did... Months ago when he had already done his confessions, he would have gotten the cheeks. But it's been... No!
You could be occupied by someone else. And now, because this guy is around, actually, he hasn't got under. Yeah. But because it's maybe hot in Joburg.
Or maybe you've got some vagina to spare, whatever. Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, let me go.
I'm just saying, if the offer was there and I took it, I would have taken it. I didn't take it.
No, you might still take it. Yes. You know, no. I've had offers before that I've turned down. And then, come on. Yeah. And then you're
it's
like,
called being desperate. I'm never that.
No, it's not.
Convenience. Yeah.
No, no, no. I think for men and women, when it comes to like the interactions of sexual activities, it's very different.
True.
I have options. Mm. You are the one who still needs to... Does she woman me? Does she not? You know what I mean?
Yes, like, because women control sexual access.
Yes. Whereas you guys control the relationship aspect.
The offer.
Yes.
The offer.
So for me, I'll always be like, this one's offering, this one's offering.
Yes. And you know, women in tech, you know how people talk about body count? I heard a very interesting thing. That said, like, don't judge yourself by how many you've let eat. Judge by how many you say
no to.
Because if you're saying no to 9 out of 10, you know you're doing well. But if you're speaking to 100, you're fucking 10.
I've turned down more than
Hey?
I've turned down more than I've rocked. What does that say?
That's good.
And nothing, man. You fucking...
But you have a high body count.
How do you know that?
I talk to you.
You're cheating.
I know you're real life.
100% pure fashion.
So hopefully that answers your question. Let that bra go.
Yeah, please. Okay.
Yeah. You want to phone him? Let me talk to him.
No,
let's talk to him. Yeah, let's
talk
to him. Come and phone him. Then I say, my man. Monica Malakulvela,
what's his number? What's his number?
Let's prank him.
Yeah, cool. Let's
hey, Mo.
Let's call him.
You be like, my man.
I approve that.
Monica Malakulvela, what's his name?
Who's your phone number? I'm a Zimbio.
I'm a Zimbio.
Wim
Fad. What? I'm going to pay his status on WhatsApp. I'm going to buy it. I'm
going to try it. I'm going to
Fusek, give me a man. Too many location pin gears.
Let's call him.
Ngiyasuka manje kwa Bri.
Oh, come
Let's
on.
Call
you,
him,
don't, you don't want to prank him.
No.
You don't want him.
Fuck him.
Yeah,
man.
But.
Dog, you don't want him.
Yes, send him to me.
In the comments. Yo, hold on. In the comments.
Okay, wait.
No, we're not.
10 people must comment saying.
Phone that nigga.
Phone him.
Yeah.
And if we get 10 comments in the next 5 minutes,
woman
we'll
in tech, listen, be comfortable. I do this shit all the time. Let me phone him.
No, we're not.
Then I just tell him, hey, bruh.
We're not calling
we'll
him.
Call him. I'll tell him I saw your fucking nudes that you sent your puss. Then I'll tell him, send the e-wallet now.
What's next? Before we kill this guy.
That was it. I wanted to wrap up.
What's his name? Does he have like a pop name?
I'm not going to share names.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Let's respect people's privacy.
Give us his number.
Tell us his.
Let me dial it
Tell
now.
Us his name and then one if
Let me dial
it out.
It's a live show. It's a live show.
That's not happening.
I know his name though. Shit.
What's his name?
Oh,
what's
fuck. Because I've talked about him in the office.
What
is it like a pup name, Patrick?
Like a goalkeeper, soccer goalkeeper.
Oh.
Pirates. He dated a singer. Now he's.
Huh? I hate the fact that you.
He's playing like a game, right?
You know the guy.
I might.
Huh? Dated
We're
that
not...
singer.
We're not naming names.
Dated a singer.
Mom?
Nice.
Oh!
No,
say it.
Oh. But you know
no,
the guy.
No, man. Pirates.
I feel like this is 30
three
seconds.
Movie. Vagina of death.
You tell her.
You tell her.
Vagina of death.
Vagina of death.
Of death.
Monkey pox.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it was great being with you.
No, don't close. No, come on, don't do that.
Vagina of death.
Vagina of death.
It was amazing being with you guys.
Yo.
Remind me never to share my business with y'all.
Who told you to share it? We want the name now.
To all the gents in women in text.
DMs.
Called Shamfala.
Yeah,
the comments.
That's only one.
Show us all the comments. Let's go.
No,
all the comments.
That's only one.
Yeah, Kudani,
yes, I'm with you.
No, there's only one. There's only one. And we're wrapping up the show. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
We are bored.
What time? What? Excuse me?
What's the time, Vele?
I have to go, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go. Well, no, I don't
fine.
Know.
Yeah, I also have to go.
It's 4 p.m. PH has got to go.
I might have to go. Oh,
no. Okay,
he's got to go pack or not pack. Maybe.
One of the two.
Don't you have some electricity?
Guys, I see another comment after.
I'll switch off my.
Ah, yeah, Marvin Cohen. Says call him. And that's from a white person. Check the surname.
Yeah.
Yeah, call the him. Jews okay. are saying
let's
phone
call
him.
Let's call him.
Free
call
Palestine. Him. Quickly, let's go.
Quickly, let's call him.
This is great, guys. Let's now you know who Woman in Tech is.
Yo.
Now you have fucking helpless even is on this.
Ah, shit.
Yo, don't forget to like and subscribe. And, of course, share all of this. And what else?
Yes, hit us up, social media. And don't forget, go to web tickets.
Yeah, Paula, our birthday's coming up, 8 September, the station. Shout out for that live read over there, even though it's not a live read. Yeah, man, see you on the 8th. It's going to be a powerful lineup. You've seen Women in Tech. You may see Marvin and the rest of the gang. We'll make sure that we are out there.
Yes.
We've got this table, we've got a section, but I want you to come and join us. Tickets are at web tickets. Powerful lineup, come through. Paula, 8th September.
Away. And now you've seen Women in Tech for Women's Month. Like we said, we had all female guests all month. And of course, the lady who made it possible.
Yes.
Behind the scenes, Women in Tech. Thank you. And shout out to our cameo from Man in Tech, otherwise known as Justice for Mom, otherwise known as I'm Gay on Weekend, otherwise known as Impox Carrier, otherwise known as
Mom Gay, Marvin Gay,
otherwise known as the Some of My Best Friends Are Black, otherwise known
as The Ultimate Transformer,
otherwise known as What the Fuck Is Xenophobia, otherwise known as
Prime.
Guys, we're out of here. Thank you very much. See you soon.
Oh, wait. Take it easy. If it's easy, take it home.
Fuck a volume, boy.